So to answer that question, it's really a mixture of everything. So I would encourage you to apply online, create your profile online, because we do look at those. But also it's networking, it's getting out there. Now, do I recommend going into every branch and handing off a resume and saying, hey, can I have 5 minutes of your time? Probably not the most effective use of your time. Better yet, to get the warm lead, you probably have colleagues, and I'm gonna say this for any organization, any bank, but you've probably got colleagues that work at TD, maybe talk to them and say, hey, you know what, you're doing, maybe it's a customer service representative role. Who do you know, maybe you can put me in contact with someone. You also have someone right here from TD that perhaps at the end you might wanna come up and chat with me and get my business card, and you start that relationship there and connect that way. Student clubs, don't be afraid as a student. People wanna hear from you. So if you're involved in sports teams, charities and so forth, you're gonna bump into bankers there. If you really wanna be a banker or really wanna join TD, chances are at some point you're gonna meet someone, develop that relationship with them, invite them out for an informational interview, coffee, we're happy to chat. We're always looking for good talent. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend going down from branch to branch to branch. First of all, you're gonna wear yourself out. And more importantly, it's not targeted, right? So it makes a big difference to me when I get a phone call from a branch manager who they've connected with you personally, maybe it's through a community event, and said, talk to so-and-so because I've enjoyed that conversation. All of a sudden, your candidacy moves up because now someone's already invested time with you. So I really recommend have that personal relationship and not just trying to go out there and target everyone. So it does take a little bit more time, but the results are a bit more meaningful.
Sure. I mean, I would recommend using any avenue possible that's available to get the message out that you are interested in the position. You'll notice that in some positions they'll have the recruiter's information. It's there for a reason. So try to get in touch with them, send them an email, ask if you can, call the 1-800 number, ask to speak to them directly, because recruiters do notice the efforts you make to get them to see your resume. And definitely don't send the same resume out to several different jobs. Always cater your resume to that specific job. One of the other gentlemen mentioned that match your skills to what the job characteristics are. Spend some time on your resume and cover letter, because that definitely gets noticed. I mean, although recruiters don't spend all of their time analyzing your resume, just bolding certain things on your resume, like you said, we'll definitely get your resume noticed versus other candidates that send the same resume out to X, Y, and Z job. So.
Okay, I think number one is you have to go for what you're passionate about, because the last thing you want to be doing is being on a treadmill for 5-6 years and then realizing that this isn't for you and then maybe going to another career. To me, that's not healthy, but also at the same time, research who you're going to be talking to, because it's very, very impressive to me when somebody knows the history of Investors Group. Do I want them to tell me all about it? No, but if they start telling me about our company and why they chose our company to potentially interview with, that definitely goes a long way. And it's just another check in my mind when I'm looking at you, whether or not you're a serious candidate. Come to a lot of these sessions as well, because you're gonna be talking to all of us and we're gonna remember some of those conversations. So like I was saying before, a lot of the people that I hire doesn't really come from the emails that I get with resumes and cover letters. It comes from conversations like this. So take advantage of these opportunities that York is providing you with, whether it's career sessions, panels, booths, whatever it may be. Talk to these individuals, because they will remember those conversations as opposed to just remembering a resume.
And for me, it's the same in government. I mean, establish the personal relationships, as I mentioned. Phone the areas you're interested in. Don't do the shotgun approach and see what sticks. Start with a genuine conversation with a manager. Find out what their priorities are, what they're looking for. And the more of these conversations you have, you get your name out there. And it's the managers that do the hiring, not HR. So it's really important that you target your efforts for us with the managers.